Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Raccoon Valley Snow Chasers Media Director Jim Wyckoff about the club and snowmobile safety. This is part one of a two-part interview.
The Raccoon Valley Snow Chasers Snowmobile Club is an iteration of a snowmobile club that was formed in Jefferson back in the early 1970s called the called the Raccoon Valley Snowgoers or something close to that. And so that organization quickly grew to about almost 200 members in short order because snowmobiling back in the late 60s and early 70s was just an explosion around the snow belt. And so that club was in operation for several years, and it kind of went by the wayside. And then about 10 years ago, a guy by the name of Eric Crystal kind of reformed the club in its present form, and we've been, you know, active for about the past 10 years. And we've got about 25 active members of the club that come to meetings every month. And really, it's a pretty good club size and a pretty good turnout given the, you know, we've got a lot of years of lean snow in the past.
And now we finally do have a good amount of snow around Guthrie County. Have you been snowmobiling yet?
Well, I would not call it a good amount of snow around Guthrie County for a snowmobiler. You need about at least 6 inches on the ground to have some real good snowmobiling conditions. However, the bike trails I'm hearing are in pretty good shape right now, and the groomer has been out. Mike and Richard Patton and another guy run the groomer, you know, whenever there's enough snow. And there's been enough snow on the bike trails in certain spots to get out and groom that trail smooth. And south of Panora down to Adel, I think, is pretty good, and maybe a little bit east from there. But there's other parts of our system that are just marginal the farther north you get, because Adel, actually, in this latest snowstorm, got the most snow. They got about 7 inches, whereas I think Jefferson maybe got 4 or 5. So, you know, those few inches are a difference to make a trail decent versus, you know, hard to ride on.
I believe the Raccoon River Valley Trail requires 4 inches of snow for snowmobiling.
I believe that's probably right. And anything less than that, you know, it's not good to ride in anyway.
So how many miles of trail would you say there is for snowmobiling in Guthrie County, or really for the club in particular, as far as the options out there?
Yeah, well, in our club encompasses Greene, Guthrie, Dallas. I think those are the three main counties. And so we've got probably, I'm going to say roughly 75 miles of trails, mostly road ditches, but of course the bike trails too. You know, the bike trail runs all the way down to Adel. We can use that. You can go as far north as Jefferson, but the trail conditions, well, on the bike trail you can go to Jefferson, but there's a bridge out right now that was washed away last year, a couple years ago, by high water, so you have to detour around that. But that bridge is, I understand, going to get fixed sometime soon, so that'll be good so we can connect to Jefferson again.
Have you been looking much at the forecast? Are you hoping chances will increase for better snowmobiling conditions this month?
Yeah, I do. And if you hearken back to last year, we had a pretty dismal January, at least early January to mid-January around the region here. And then in February, it just busted loose. And, you know, we had a lot of snow for the entire month of February. And it was great riding conditions for about a month around here, so we're kind of hoping it happened again.
What requirements are there for snowmobilers when it comes to registration, or do people have to actually take a course to go snowmobiling?
Yeah, you do, and I believe this applies to Iowa and maybe to the U.S. If you were born before 1976, I think you're exempt from having to take a class, which I am. But if you were born after 1976, I think you have to take a safety class, and then I think once you take that class, you're certified. And I believe there's an age limit on snowmobiling. I think you have to be at least 14 years old to ride a snowmobile on state trails and, you know, on any trail that's administered by the Department of Natural Resources, which would be, you know, all the trails in Iowa. So you also need a state registration sticker and a state trail pass sticker. Those are two separate stickers that you need. And if you don't have those, the DNR is going to stop you and give you a ticket for about probably $150.
And for those wanting to get out on the trails, what would you advise them to do, you know, to prepare for that ride?
Well, just have the proper snowmobile attire. Of course, you want to wear a helmet. You want to have your stickers. You want to have them all up to date. And also, if you're going to ride on the Raccoon Valley bike trail, you have to have a separate sticker that costs you $1 a day or, I think, $10 a year. So you'll need to have that in addition to the two other stickers you have on your snowmobile. Actually, the Raccoon Valley Trail Pass is not a sticker, but it's just a card you put in your wallet or on your person to have in case you get stopped.
And it's laminated, so it can stay protected from the elements, hopefully.
I believe it is. Yes, it is.
What would you say is the best attire to wear for snowmobiling?
Well, you want to wear something that breaks the wind, and you want to have warm enough boots. And if you're going to snowmobile, you don't want to skimp and be cheap on attire. I mean, go on Amazon.com and type in snowmobile clothing or snowmobile suit, and you're going to get some pants and a jacket. They're going to keep out the wind and keep you warm, because there's nothing worse than snowmobiling when you're cold. And a typical winter jacket or typical winter pants are not going to break the wind like a snowmobile suit will.
And on the mechanical side of things, what should riders check on their snowmobile before setting out?
Well, it depends on the type of snowmobile you have. But most snowmobiles are two-cycle engines, so you'll want to check the injector oil in that snowmobile. You'll want to, do a visual inspection of the track, make sure your lights work, make sure your stoplight works. Of course, you want to make sure it's full of gas. Just once you get out on the trail, just exercise caution. Don't speed excessively. Every stop sign that a bicyclist has to stop for on the bike trail, the snowmobiles have to stop for. So every intersection, you're required to stop. Just use good driving sense.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Raccoon Valley Snow Chasers Media Director Jim Wyckoff about the club and snowmobile safety. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.